what's poppin'?
Turn your speakers up.
Turn these speakers up.
You're locked in to the illest girls next door. On boominglive.com.
Episode
of Illest
Guys Next
Door,
and
I'm
Jay Benz.
I'm Missy Rich.
And I'm Yanni.
And let's give a round of applause for our special guest, Rack Boy King.
Yo,
who's racking?
What's racking?
I fuck with it.
What's racking,
J Racks?
So,
Ken Benz.
You changing your name.
He trying to change my name.
Why you changing your name? What's wrong with J Benz?
Nobody says Benz no more. It's Racks.
No, it's Benz.
It's Rack Boy, Rack Girl season. That's what we're doing.
Separate her from everybody else, though.
Okay, sure. I know that's right.
Nah, she gotta be up with where we at.
So what would make me a rat girl?
Yeah, what's the qualification?
How do I be a rat girl?
It's gotta be cool. Just do what you do already.
So like, I don't actually gotta have rats, right?
Nah. That's what we for.
Rex.
We got the rats.
Rissy Rex is the one.
I don't know. Rissy Rex
is the one. Hold on now.
I don't know.
Rissy Rex might have a new name.
So we got Rissy Rex. Got J Rex. And what we doing?
Yanni Rex.
Yanni Rex.
Yeah.
Racked up Yanni.
Racked up Yanni.
I gotta get my chain now.
You feel me?
Rissy Rex.
Double R.
It don't fit for me.
J-Rax
is alright.
Alright, man.
I'll do racked up Benz.
It don't got this racked up. That's kind of redundant.
I don't care.
Racked up Benz.
Racked up Benz.
You got Benz on a rack.
That is a little.
We gonna stick with J-Benz.
Perspective.
But how's your day? How you feeling today?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was a little down today.
No.
A little sad, a little under the weather.
What are you saying?
Had a lot of bad vibes. But then once I seen y'all, I started feeling good again. So I commend y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all broke my spirits.
Come on. Thank you. When the illest girls aren't around, how do you usually get yourself out of a funk? Like, what do you do?
I just talk to God sometimes.
Amen.
That's the one.
Think of my boy Detail. He's funny over there. He just looking at me like, this guy Kim is hilarious. That's what he's saying. I know. But nah, I just try to stay confident and just try to be positive. You know what I mean? Whatever situation I'm going through, just try to think of the most positive outlook on it and count my blessings. That's it.
I was ripping and running. Like, how do you fit everything in the schedule? Oof.
I just do it. Don't even think about it. Yeah.
Just do it.
I just came back from New Orleans. I was ripping and running out there.
Sidebar.
Oh, yeah. Somebody. Hold up. So tell me why I'm in New Orleans, right? I'm at this spot. So I'm getting some shrimp or whatever. So I posted shrimp. But so in New Orleans, they keep the shrimp head on the actual shrimp.
So
you got to crack it off and peel it.
Nope.
So I post the shit, and J-Rax talking about some, you nasty. No, but she came crazy. Like, she put the exclamation marks and all that. Like, you nasty.
So, fun fact, my boyfriend is Jamaican, right? They leave the head on everything.
Like the fish and stuff,
the
right?
The fish.
Yeah.
No,
I'm Jamaican too, though.
Nope. But like, it's extra flavorful or something. Like,
you suck. And I asked them. I said, I'm supposed to eat this. He's like, nah, you just suck on it for the flavor. Like, it's just
the eyeball.
Hey yo,
for real. Well, that's what he told me.
I mean, when I first looked at it, I was like, I'm not going front. I'm like, nah. But then after a while, I started eating, and it was like, I just wasn't even thinking about it no more.
Yeah, we went to Ohio, and Yanni ordered fish, right?
Yeah.
I told them to take the head off. I'm like, I'm standing there because that's gonna turn me off once I see it. You get used to it. You never had red snapper?
That's what he ate. He made some red snapper. That shit was
wasn't
bushing.
That what I ordered? No, it was some expensive fish. Some crazy fish.
Nah, it might have been red snapper.
I like red snapper expensive. But with the head on it, take it back.
The first time I had fish with the head on it was red snapper.
You can't have red snapper without the head on it.
Don't bring me.
See, shrimp, I don't know, because shrimp, that shit was looking crazy.
You couldn't eat the head of it, though?
I'm like, nah, you just take it off. You pull it off.
You literally just put, then what's the point? Why don't you just...
That's just how it is.
It's just
they need to chop it off before they bring me my food.
Nah, the shrimp was looking crazy. And little ass eyeballs like this.
It just was like...
I said, nah, we not doing this.
Yeah, nah, that...
But I just cracked them shits off, and I just tore that shit up.
I'm here for trying things. It's for the culture, though. I really do. But that, I don't know.
That's why I was... Because you feel me, like... I knew what I was getting myself into. Yeah. I'm like, all right, he Jamaican, he about to cook. I know what the fuck is about to happen.
No, but the difference, though, is the only thing I can say is with the shrimp, you know, the little vein, whatever is the vein,
oh, doobie, you gotta
whatever
clean
that is.
Yeah.
I'm used to having that shit clean. Right. That's the only difference. They don't clean
oh,
that shit.
That you gotta, still in there.
You got to do all that yourself. They eat it as regular. They just take the head over and eat it. No. I said, nah, I got to wipe my shrimp. I gotta clean it. I gotta clean it. You know what I mean? I gotta wipe like a baby. You know?
If you're not cleaning your shrimp or your seafood, chicken, anything with lime juice and vinegar, I'm not eating it.
Especially in this table.
But it was good. I cleaned it. I wiped my shrimp.
Got it right.
That's good. It was good. So let's get into the music. Let's talk about niggas allowed.
Now, right now. She getting straight to it, huh?
Because that's what we here for.
Tell us about how that even came about. What made you, come up with the song? Like, let's get into No Fuck Niggas Allowed. By the way, y'all, fuck niggas are not allowed.
Yeah, that's a fact. No fuck niggas allowed. Pretty much, that's just how I was feeling. I was going through a lot of situations amongst my camp, and a lot of niggas I know, and I just feel like I got to just step back and separate myself from a lot of people because niggas be doing some bullshit, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, and be hating and all of this shit. You know how it go. The more successful you become, the more haters you're going to get.
Ooh,
the more
that's
money
the
you get,
one.
More problems, you know what I mean? So it was just a situation I was feeling at the time. Just like, man, everybody in my circle got to be tight. I'm only fucking with real niggas. Mm-hmm. Niggas are to the bag, getting money, winning, and just having a good time. No hating ass niggas. And then I just came up with the concept, like, no fuck niggas allowed, you know?
Period. Now, I definitely saw something like that on the internet because people was talking about, like, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people were saying, like, oh, well, like, I can separate myself from my friends if they're doing certain stuff. And they're like, how? Like, if you're not with a winning circle, how do you expect to win?
How you expect to win?
You feel me? So I definitely, no, that hit different. No fuck niggas allowed now.
Nah, okay. Like, speaking of posts, I actually saw this other post that said, if you hanging out with four broke niggas, best believe you're going to be the fifth. And so, that's the one, because it's like, why aren't we all on the same type of time? Like, why is y'all just sitting around just letting y'all date? What do you say? You sitting on the couch.
What commercial was that?
Not a college.
Was it ICDC or Star Romeo shit? Yeah, ICDC. Nah, that's some other
what
shit.
What college was that? Whatever, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
You letting your life pass you by. You say you're going to do it today.
Yeah, they say that shit every 2 minutes, yo.
God, in the middle of the day.
Damn.
What
college
is that?
I don't know.
If one of y'all know, make sure y'all
let us know. Make sure y'all comment and let us know.
Could you give any advice to people who are in a position of moving up and they have to let go of the old things they used to surround themselves with that's not helping them grow?
Are you talking in life in general or are you talking about music?
I'm talking about both. Because music is life, right? So
okay.
This is how I put it. It's like, you just got to remember, because you know what it is? Like, a lot of people tie themselves to certain things. Like, oh, this is my mans. I grew up with him. Mm. I know him forever. I got to be loyal, this and the third. But in all reality, when you wake up in the morning, like, we all adults. Like, if y'all not on the same page and somebody bringing you bad energy, it's okay to separate yourself from them.
Facts.
Like, it's okay. Once you realize that, everything is uphill from there. Like, mm-hmm. You're good. But, like, there's no rules out there and say, like, oh, I got to speak to this person. Or I got to fuck with this person. Sometimes people grow apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to, once you realize that, there's no hard feelings. It's like, yeah, I fuck with you from a distance. Like, what up? But we can't continue to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And there's some people you're going to meet later on down the line that y'all just sync. Y'all just click. And y'all gonna just grow together. Some people you're gonna outgrow, some people you're gonna continue to grow with. That's just how it go. But there's no hard feelings, especially when it comes to business. You just gotta do what's best for you and your brand, you know?
Ooh, that's a big man.
I feel like that's something that a lot of people don't understand, and that just goes back to everybody being on the same type of time. Everybody, like, I can't express to you that I'm doing this for my business, so I'm doing this to be successful. If you're not doing shit to be successful, if you don't have a business, it's just like,
you're
not gonna understand, and that's when you kinda have to separate yourself and, you know, let people do them and let people, you know, you do you. But what I hate is, like, a lot of people create beef. It's like, bro, there's no beef, bro.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Like, why are you so mad?
I was telling my cousin Ski and my boy Detail the other day. It'd be, like, little minor shit. Like, I walk in the club and say, like, I might not see somebody. And I may, by mistake, walk past them. And they'd be like, fuck that nigga Cam, he cocky now. He had money, he didn't even speak to me. But it don't even be like that. It's like my mom be somewhere else, I might not see him. It be little dumb shit like that. So I be telling my niggas in my crew, I be like, yo, you got an issue with me, you got an issue with that man, don't have no side conversations with somebody else about that. You call that man up and you address that shit, because if you don't, it's just gonna linger on more like beef and fucking problems and shit. Just confront that shit, nip that shit in the bud, and move on. You know?
I just hate when people take to social media.
I hate that. Oh my God, I can't fuck with you.
You got my phone number.
Like, why are you doing this?
But that all goes back to down to what
they talk shit on social media after they block you.
That goes back to what he was saying about having the right people in your circle in general. Because if you have the right people in your circle, like us, Jada, what was that? You feel me? You call your friend. You let them know. Like, you call your team. If you can't communicate with your team, then
you ain't got shit.
I mean, don't get it twisted. Like, nobody perfect.
Nobody perfect.
Everybody gonna get on somebody's nerves. Everybody gonna do some shit.
Oh, yeah,
like,
hold up.
Word. Shit, they can't stand me. Shit, they be like, Cam, I hate you. You annoying. But I know at the same time they love me, you know? And it's vice versa. Like, they get on my fucking nerves, but at the same time, anything they need, like, I'm there for them.
One phone call away. That's the one.
Once you have that understanding, I feel like you good, yo. Like, good.
So let's get into your background a little bit. When did you start making music?
I'm gonna say around like 2016.
Okay.
Out of little summer of the summers.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
What was the influence around that time that made you get into it?
I actually was a party promoter. R.P. Rich. Shout out to Eli and all them. Like I came from that background. Do a lot of parties in them. What club was that? Clifton Bliss.
Wow. So, Bliss.
Yo, I used to be at Bliss. Yeah. Heavy.
Wow. I never died.
High school.
Yes, me, it should be all of us. Well, I started off doing it by myself, but then we all got together collectively to bring out bigger artists and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Hom, Tommy, Rich, Eli, trying to think. Truck, R.P. Truck, passed away. R.P. Truck. It was a group of us. We started out, you know, collectively bringing out like Uzi, Jacquees, fucking. We brought out a lot of people to Jersey, like, you know. But I had to separate myself from that because I felt like I couldn't grow my brand. Like, it was stagnant from that.
Gotcha.
So I wanted to try something different. And I always love music. I'm a big fan of music. So I got to a point, I'm like, I might have started rapping. But I literally started from scratch. Like, I ain't know how to flow. I ain't know how to do nothing.
What?
Yeah, I had to really, like...
then who are some people you studied? Like, who are your musical inspirations?
I never really studied nobody.
I
just did it. And just worked on my own flow and created my own shit, my own sound. That's why a lot of people say, like, I never understood, but a lot of people be like, yo, Cam, like, you don't really sound like nobody. You got your own sound. And I used to be, like, upset about that because it's like, what you mean? Like, but then I understood, like, that's a good thing when you don't sound like nobody.
Yeah.
So it's like, no matter what type of sound I do, whether it's like some melodic shit, some reggae shit, whatever. I got a distinguished voice that's like, ah, you know it's me. Cause you know, some niggas, they be rapping like, who that? Who's that? Like, you don't really know because a lot of people got similar sounds, but, you know, I'm just one of them. I got my own shit, you know.
That's good. That's dope the way you started by yourself, though.
Right,
because I
was thinking,
I mean, I had helpers. Shout out my guy, Dilly. He brought me in, and he took a chance on me when nobody did, and he basically groomed me into who I am today. But, I mean, like, when I first started, it's funny because I remember talking to my people. I'm like, I'm going to start rapping.
Niggas
like, you ass. You corny.
It's always your friend.
Niggas started laughing and shit. I'm like, all right, now I'm really about to do this shit because you can't tell me. Like, I'm one of them people that's like, yo, if I say I could do something, I'm going to do it. I don't give a fuck. If it's a lawyer, doctor, preacher, like, if I put my mind to it, I'm going to do it. So they just gave me more ammunition to even just do it by them telling me I couldn't do it. And I just ain't never looked back.
At what point, from that point, from showing everybody, was it like, okay, like, stuff really taking off, and it's like, I'm for real. Like, you showed them basically, like, yeah, I'm that nigga. Like,
I want to say, like, the first joint I put out was a song called Do That Thing I Like with P. Dice. Shout out to P. Dice and the Remy Boys, Fetty, Monty, everybody.
Wait, that nigga sound familiar.
Yeah, so when I dropped that, everybody was like, oh, okay. And I just started going. I dropped a song called Drink or Two, and I forgot the DJ name. Can't think of the name, but one of them like did it like a Jersey club version to it, and it was just popping all over like Seton Hall, all over the colleges. Then I dropped Everything Be Lit, And I just took off, was about to take off, and then I had a little situation with that, so I had to fall back from that. And then I just been just taking my time, just staying consistent, dropping project after project, putting out music, and just been growing, building my resume. So
Okay. Yeah. So one thing that I actually wanted to ask you, on our last episode with T. Femi, he mentioned something about how Jersey artists are blackballed.
That was your podcast. Yeah. Somebody tagged me in that. Yeah. I commented on that. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
What's your take on that?
I'm gonna be real. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I got a lot of people that shop my music and help me try to get situations and stuff. And a lot of the feedback was like, "Yo, Kim, like he dope. Mm-hmm. You know, I fuck with his music and shit." They were like, "Yeah, he fire." Like, you know. So he be like, "Yo, what you wanna do?" They be like, "Where you from?" Like, from Jersey. Oh, okay. The dialect change. You know what I'm saying? But I had deals offered to me and stuff like that, but I'm more so like, I'm trying to do a partnership. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be on some Jay-Z shit. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with what he's saying, because honestly, we don't have no foundation when it comes to the music. It's like Philly got Philly, New York got New York, Atlanta, Chicago, L.A. Mm-hmm. What else? Memphis is doing their thing right now. Florida, you know, they killing. Mm-hmm. Florida's dominant. Fucking Houston, Detroit. Yeah. It's crazy. One time I did a run in Houston, right? And I ran into some, like, A&Rs or whatever. I ain't gonna say where they from. And I, like, so my mans I was with, he was, like, running me around Houston or whatever. So he ran into some A&Rs at big labels. And they're like, "Yo, what you doing?" He's like, "Yeah, we just looking for some Houston artists. You know, we gonna take them under the wing and pop them off." So my man was like, "What they doing? Like, they got numbers and shit?" He was like, "Nah, it's just that they from Houston.
Oh,
we gonna be able to push them through, you know, push them through the lane or whatever." And then when I really heard that and I seen it, I said, "Damn, that shit really true." And then when I travel and shit, they be like, "Oh yeah, you from New York? Oh, you from Philly? Oh, you doing drill music?" I said, "I don't do drill music." Oh, it's like, that's another thing. Labels now, they looking for that. What's trendy right now? Mm-hmm. I don't do drill music. So it was like, they always be asking me, like, shout out to Drewski. Drewski, like, "Yo, kid, you ever gonna do a drill record?"
Out to Drewski.
I'm like, "Nah, man. I don't know. I just try. Everybody going left, I try to go right."
Right. Yeah, because it's starting to get a little saturated. Like,
it's
going to
get old.
And I'm like, I'm trying to keep up. Oh, so who are you? Oh, you just came out with a song?
And it's like, they all starting to sound the same. It's like, I can't differentiate who's who.
But I'm not going to lie. It's going to go from, Brooklyn. The Bronx got it. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to Jersey. We about to have the next wave. It's going to be the Jersey drill music. So it is a good thing for us. It's coming. So I hope y'all, by the summer, Jersey going to have the crown and the most momentum when it comes to, like, that drill music.
Okay.
So you think that's going to help kick the door down for real?
I hope so, but it's just, I don't like them putting Jersey in, a box of fucking Jersey club music. That's not... I mean, I know we known for that, but that's not all of us. We all don't do that.
But what gets me is they put us in a box with Jersey club music, but then everybody else want to claim it.
Like
I don't understand.
It's like, all you see on TikTok. Shake that shit.
We was rocking our hips in 09. Okay, like, y'all don't know who Miss Portia is. Stop playing.
The influence is there.
Like, that's all I see on TikTok is Jersey shit. And all y'all doing it, y'all don't even know where it's really from, though. All that shit is from Jersey.
Yo, Philly really trying to claim that shit.
Philly, my cousins be blowing my shit.
It's a rapper. He popping right now. I don't know his name.
To where?
Him, because Meek Mill posted him.
No. You talking about...
It's a couple of them down there.
No, it's a couple of them, but you're talking about that pussy a job. Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
But
I think he from Jersey, but he just be in Philly. Like, they down there, like, in Atlantic City.
He probably
area.
From South Jersey.
Yeah, but they just being in Philly.
I think his name, like, D4 or something like that. I
honestly don't know.
What's the Jersey kid that's popping on right now from Newark somewhere?
Bam Man Real.
Yeah. He killing right now. Shout out to him.
Nah, facts.
But I fuck with it. I mean, anything that's going to bring Jersey on a bigger scale, like, I'm with it. I just don't want anybody to think, like, that's all we do.
Facts.
We all don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking it, that's just the truth, you know?
So, since your musical journey started, mm-hmm. has there been anything that you've learned along the way? Anything valuable
that actually stuck with you?
You got to really know this game in and out. Like, you really got to know the business. Because, like, a lot of people really feel like it's all about music. But, like, anybody could start rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like, you, y'all wanted to. With the right people behind y'all. Y'all could make a record. It's not rocket science. But you really got to know the business. You really got to know marketing. That's the key. You got to know how you're going to position yourself. Who to stick you with. Like, what type of promotion and shit like that, like you gonna tie it to the record. Like that's like it's the key to this shit is really about rollouts. Like you really gotta put together like a 6 month plan to really push a record. And a lot of people don't do that. I mean, I'm not knocking them. They just put out a record and see what happens.
And just but do
like,
what they do.
Nah, so, I move strategically.
So is that like kinda what you're doing right now for No Fuck Niggas Allowed?
I've been so backstory on that, I had No Fuck Niggas Allowed that record for like a year. So I've been sitting on it because, like, that was, like, the record that, like, I always make music, like, 30 records, 40 records, and I just send it to my niggas, and they be like, yo, what record y'all fucking with?
Right.
And they be like, everybody be like, No Fuck Niggas at last. I'm like, okay. Everybody, just keep going. Everybody going back to that record. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. I got something. And then I had a meet and greet. Shout out to L Nice. I had a meet and greet in Atlanta. We all went down there, and I played the record. Yeah, niggas was there that never even heard my music before, nothing like that. They was like, run that shit back. We ran that shit back like 10 times. Bro. I said, all right. That just confirmed it. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to build a project around this actual record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I just held it till I feel like it was the perfect time to actually put it out.
So what has been like your most successful moment so far in your career?
I ain't gonna say I did a lot, but I did some.
Did a dance around the sun.
I did some things that your normal independent artist not doing. You know what I mean? I put together my own tour.
That's dope.
I performed at Summer Jam, not the big stage, but the small stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to G4 Boys.
Shout out to the G4 Boys.
One of their videos too.
Yeah. We are.
Shout out to Boss. I just got off the phone with him yesterday. He tied in with The Game and Kanye and all that. They started their own little label called Numinati. I don't know if you heard that record. Numinati.
Numinati.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Kanye on that song with The Game. And he was like, this that Numinati.
He did say that.
Talking about Game. So Game started his own like label. So they just called me about that, see if I wanna, you know, brush some shoulders with them.
Okay.
So you're going to see. You might see a Numinati, Rack Boy.
Okay.
You know, something. You know, that's some little tea for y'all. Nobody know that. They don't even know that.
Oh, you heard it here first.
We got to throw that.
I was about to say, we got to make that. Giving us the exclusive.
Yeah, so shout out to Boss.
We want to congratulate you on those accomplishments because that's big.
Yes.
That's big.
And I feel like just waking up every day, just being able to do what I want to do and just continuing to
that's
put out music.
That's the real blessing.
Yeah.
That's the real blessing, part of life. Like, the real part of life.
Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to that part of my life where I could just wake up and be like, what am I going to do today?
Yeah. Like, am I going to go podcast? Am I going to go do this?
Like, am I going to go over here and check on this business? Or am I going to go check on this
one? Wait, so that brings me to my next question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
Let's see. Let me think.
Let me think.
Now I'm gonna be one of the biggest artists in the industry.
Let's hear it.
You know? I'm gonna have my own, you know, I got my own label, but I'm gonna have a partnership with another big label. And I'm gonna put on for Jersey. Like I'm gonna stamp this shit.
I know that's
gonna
right.
I'm gonna bring a lot of artists up. We're gonna make this shit rockin'. And we're gonna become one of the staples. Like Chicago and New York. They ain't gonna be comparing us to New York no more. They gonna say, oh, Jersey.
We are in our own lane.
I'm gonna throw a party when that day comes.
I swear.
That's like my biggest pet peeve, like when I'm out of state. Oh, you from New York?
You sound like
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Bro, I didn't even have to go out of state. I went to school in Trenton.
Nah.
And they were like, where you from, Harlem? What? Nigga, I'm an hour away in Newark. Like,
no,
what are you talking
about? Have you ever ran into them people and they be like, how's Jersey? Is it like the Jersey Shore?
Yes!
No, it's nothing like that.
Nah, like,
I don't know that part of Jersey. Yeah, I don't know.
I hate you. That's
I'll be like,
one
yo, you ever
I hate that.
Like, you ever seen New Jersey Drive? Then we'll have a conversation.
Or I hate the one where all they know is Newark.
You're from Newark?
Yo, no, no, but they don't say, like, they say in New York, though.
Newark?
Like, they don't say Newark? Newark.
Yeah, they say Newark. Newark. They don't say in Newark.
How far is that?
Yo, I went to school and I was craving an Italian cheeseburger and niggas looked at me like I was, like I had three heads. I was like, y'all want an Italian cheeseburger? They're like, oh, what? I said, Italian cheeseburger. They're like, what's that? We have pork rolls. I said, what the fuck is a pork roll? What is that?
Now, back in my days when I was eating that, it is Taylor Ham.
That's what I'm saying. Once they explained it, I said, oh, Taylor Ham. They're like, no, it's a pork roll. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's called Tilling. Like, I don't know. I don't know what a pork roll is.
I just feel like Jersey is just its own little planet, for real.
I noticed something,
too. I love everybody from Jersey.
Like, once you kind of get out of North Jersey, beef bacon don't exist. Like, nowhere else. No, you can't go to South Jersey and ask for beef bacon. You cannot go out of the state and ask for beef bacon.
I don't know about that.
It don't exist.
I don't know about that.
As long as I'm telling you.
I noticed that they don't have yellow cheese. They American cheese is white. I swear to God, yo. When I was in school.
There is both, though. It's white and it's yellow.
Yeah. I know, but they didn't have no yellow. I asked them, I said, where's the yellow American cheese? They was like, we got cheddar. I said, no. Where's the yellow American cheese?
Well, look, that might be a little better because I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of fake ass yellow American cheese out
there. Yeah, that shit is plastic. Yeah. That shit
that's
is
bullshit out there,
because they don't melt like they used to.
Exactly.
They don't. That's
I haven't
like.
Seen the white version do the same thing, so I don't know.
I get the shredded cheese. I trust that a little more than like the sliced cheese now. I don't know why.
When I cook, I use vegan cheese.
Come on. We lit. Mrs., I'm not drinking.
You gotta give me the right.
I don't drink. I smoke. I'm a sober friend.
I commend you on that. I gotta stop too. I gotta lose some weight and shit.
When she sip a little sangria.
I got a little chubby over the years, you know?
Designated driver, my ass.
She probably be cursing y'all out.
I
already know.
They be wilding on this.
Nah.
And I can tell she ain't got no patience.
Hold on.
Let me
clear
revise.
My name. Me and Jada be lit, but I be controlled lit.
What's the difference? What that mean?
Listen.
Except for that one night.
We don't talk about Bruno.
On my birthday weekend, though. Rooftop.
We don't talk about that. Yanni had one night in 3 years.
I had one night. Yanni definitely be like chilling, controlled. I'm like, she'll just be laughing. Like, just
no,
like,
Yanni eyes get big. Them shits be here. And she just be laughing. You on the other hand.
Look, anywho.
No comment.
You feel me? But I just want to know, because you know it's that time or whatever.
Oh, no.
No, it is that time. It's the dirty laundry.
Oh, boy.
So, we got a segment on Ellis Girls Next Door called Dirty Laundry, and that is where you share a spicy secret with us. Keyword spicy. But this is where you share a spicy secret with us. We don't do no indictments, no names, no dates.
Nah, this is what we're going to do. We're going to switch it up a little bit.
Don't switch your shit.
I'm taking over the show. We're going to switch it up a little bit. This is what we're going to do.
Why are you okay with this? Like the bullshit.
Y'all all get 4 questions apiece, maybe 3, right? That y'all really want to ask me. I want y'all to think real hard about it.
Oh, I like that.
See, what I'm gonna do? Now I'm either gonna speak on it or I'm gonna drink on it. We're going to switch it up a little bit.
I'm trouble. You just had a birthday. Happy birthday. We ain't friends now. Damn.
You got to scoot over there. Slide over there.
Say no more.
Pisces, cool.
Who said that?
Yeah, you the best.
I like Pisces.
They manipulative, guilt-tripping ass.
No, they are, but I like them. They cool as friends.
Hey, yo. And we good lovers, too.
Fuck your life.
We good lovers.
I don't know not one good Pisces.
You stand right next to one.
I read your whole
vibe in 2 seconds.
What that mean?
What you think I sound is?
I'm pretty damn good.
All right, so what you think I sound is?
I'm not into all that. I just read vibes. I know people.
Okay.
Trust me. I could read all of y'all.
I read her.
But we say that for after we had this game.
All right, let's stay away from the game.
I want to take away from the game.
This is his show. He redirected us back.
You know what it is. I'm taking over.
A Pisces.
It's the illest niggas shit. Next door.
Not that
rap was in the building. No fuck niggas in line now be coming, yeah.
No, I'm starting with the questions, because I gotta think.
I'm taking over. Yeah, take your time. Yanni. Take your time. I'm actually no bullshit.
All right, in honor of no fuck niggas allowed.
Mm,
you ever allowed a fuck nigga in the spot?
Come on, man. That's some PG-13 shit, man. We gotta get crazy in here. Ask me some
oh,
shit.
Oh, you dead ass.
Oh, I'm the copy nuts.
Damn. Who's that you was just on FaceTime with before the show started?
Oh. Damn.
Man, she put me in the spot. Listen, that was a good friend of mine.
That was a
good
friend.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
A good friend?
Yeah, I got some homies out there. Just like y'all got some homies out there.
I got a homie.
Homie.
Okay. Cool. Next question.
Yeah, okay.
You ever cheat before?
Black men don't cheat. Next question. Next question.
Sick. Not all of them co-signs, though.
Yeah, they know what it is. It's racking, huh? Black men don't cheat.
He took a sip, though. Not take a sip.
Hey, yo.
That's because I'm parched.
Hey, yo.
My throat's a little parched. No homo. You know. Think hard. Think hard, sweetheart.
Don't patronize her.
We had a threesome.
Ah,
it gets spicy, man.
This is what you wanted. Alright, we all want question two?
Yeah.
This is our second question. I bet. Since we on that wave.
What you got for us?
Since we on that wave, you be eating ass.
Ooh.
No, I don't fuck with on.
You
really
booty.
Why not?
No. You booty
what about
as hell for that.
You putting the toes in your put the toes in your mouth?
I'm gonna rephrase this. Look. I ate ass before, but I don't do it on the regular. You gotta be special.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't respect you. I just go around eating
just
everything.
Just eating ass. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I ain't just out here on some.
Can't be in anybody.
Eating ass shit, nah.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yo.
I ate some ass before. You know what I mean? Special lady in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not the one you just on FaceTime with.
Nah, that was my friend I was on FaceTime with. That's trying to get me. You know,
It's coming.
I sucked some toes before in my life.
I like to hear that.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Toes.
Yeah. Toes.
It's your turn, Yanni.
What's wrong with toes?
It's my turn again? Damn. That's same as cheating, though. But it's not. Have you ever been with multiple women at the same time, but they knew about each other? What's that called?
A polyamorous relationship?
That's starting to become real common.
I don't know what she just said just now.
When you with two women at the same time, but they know about each other.
Like an open...
Niggas
not
be
even
doing that shit.
Nah, I'm a good dude.
See,
I don't
he gotta send them.
I don't do that.
You don't do that?
I'm very honest with my lady. All right,
okay. So I got my
you know,
question.
Pisces, you know how we do. We're very honest with our women.
No, y'all not. Y'all love like shit.
Hey,
we the best.
Oh, my God.
You see what
I don't, every Pisces that I know that's in a relationship currently is cheating.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, you ever break somebody's heart before?
No, but hold on. I got the question for you. When the last time you made a female cry?
Yup.
That's the one.
Yup.
Yesterday. Mm.
You be cheating on me with that other.
I don't do that. I'm a gentleman.
Aww. Aww. We gonna believe him today.
That's my guy.
Just today.
I'm a sweetheart. I'm a gentleman. I'm a Pisces. You know
I see through elusive intent.
You know
just
best.
Like you can read vibes. I yeah. do too. I do that for a
living. That's the real.
But you know what's crazy though?
What?
I can't really talk. I don't want to talk. But like, I know how you coming. I'm coming. If the vibe was together.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know
just
what's
know.
Happening right now.
Just know.
Next question.
It might get a little, you know.
It might intense.
Yeah.
Intense.
What?
Yeah. It could. I said, possible.
I am.
What else is?
No, I say I'm speaking hypothetically.
Oh, hypothetically.
Yeah, I'm not saying that as a man.
Rissy said, I'm happily married.
Shit, me.
Hypothetically speaking, I don't want to get you in trouble.
You ain't gonna get me in trouble.
Man, you know I wasn't trying to holler. Just talking in general. Just good peoples right here.
I'm trying to think of the spiciest of spiciest questions. Oh, okay.
What you got, Yanni?
It's more of like I want him to tell a story about it.
Damn.
You ever had sex in a place you wasn't supposed
was
to have sex
to say,
in?
What's your craziest sexual experience?
Or that,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Story time.
I opened up a little bit. So
okay.
Yeah.
Let your fans in on your life a little bit.
I lost my virginity when I lost my virginity. You know, I had sex in the park.
Daytime or nighttime?
You know, some nighttime creeping shit. Oh, shit. You know, some shit we wasn't supposed to be doing.
So you lost your virginity in the park?
Yeah.
Like on a bench in the grass, y'all was... What y'all was doing? I know a few people.
It was like, we was in the cut. It's like some park where I'm from. You go up the hill and shit. It's in the cut by this, like, gate. And it's like three steps.
Up the hill. You know what I mean?
I was some doggy style shit on the steps. You know what I mean? Just getting it in, huh?
Crying.
Huh?
What you saw?
Was that Ivy Hill Park?
Nah, ain't no park around here.
Wait, so overall, what you rate the experience? Was it, like, memorable?
I guess it is, because it was my first time.
Yeah, I guess everybody first time.
Yeah.
So since you lost your virginity, you haven't had no other crazy experience?
That's for me. No, not for y'all. I can't tell y'all everything. I give y'all little bits and pieces. I can't tell y'all everything. Why you want to know for, huh?
I'm
happily married?
That has nothing to do with nothing.
Why you want to know happily
because
married?
Because on top of what I do for a living... I read sexual energy.
Ooh, so what's my sexual energy?
We're not even going to go there.
That's
No. I want to know this.
We're not even
I want to know this. You're getting this shit spicy. That's what I want to know.
Hey,
what's my sexual energy? What I look like I could do?
Yo,
that is...
You brought it up. We damn
here.
How I look?
How do you look?
Yeah, like when you see me, what you think like... I know you can't really talk how you want to talk, but like, how about these people?
I can say whatever the hell I need to say.
So when you see me, what do you feel like I could do? You feel like I could put it down?
I feel like you cater to your partner.
That's a great answer, Rissy.
You feel me?
Very subtle.
Okay.
We gotta take a shot for that. Cause I like, you know why? I like how she cleaned that
up. Take a water shot.
That, you know, that was real professional of you. I like that.
But you know, before we close up, I just want you to know, shout out anything that you want to shout out.
What you want to talk about?
What's up?
Y'all better go back to the drawing board, get some more questions. What's up? We got another 10 minutes. What's up? Y'all better get it together. Talk to my man in the back. What's up?
Ben, tell us about this lawsuit.
Oh.
Yeah, I just was awarded $1.7 million, I won judgment. Yeah. Lawsuit. You know that song? Every name we lit.
Yeah.
They got it from your boy, nigga.
Oh.
It's good details for you. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been thinking that this summer, too.
It definitely did. I have that song on my phone.
When people, like, basically steal from, like, you know, different artists, like, how do you feel when you hear a song on the radio that is like, this is my shit?
I would want to,
like, how did that make you feel? Like,
I'm going to be wrong. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not going to be biased.
I'll be mad at
you. I'm going to tell you some real shit. I'm not going to be biased.
Okay.
I'm being absolutely real with you. Like, I'm not being biased. I'm being real. This music game, it's like
a
great mind. No, it's dirty, but great minds also think alike. So you kind of got to be on the fence because anybody could come up with a hook, a similar hook, a similar sound. Like, this is what it is. Everybody listen to music and digest it in maybe the same way, a different way.
Right.
So you gotta be easy. Only reason why my situation was different is because I had relationships with both parties, B&B Rock and Lucci. It's not like I just put out a record and say, oh yeah, they came out with my something soon. No, I have relationships with both of them. You feel me? So that's like, I got a song called Big League, right?
Mm-hmm.
I put the song out. OT Genesis put out a song called Big League. You know what I mean? It's just great minds thinking alike. That's just a popular theme, like Big League. Like,
right.
You know, it's nothing for somebody to come up with that concept and put out a record. You know, when I heard this shit, I'm like, damn, this nigga.
Yeah, like.
Got that Big League shit rocking. I got my shit rocking. But they don't sound nothing alike. But it's just like, right. he's a bigger artist than me, so his shit's going to be pushed faster than mine. So it kind of put me on the back burner a little bit. But it's like great minds thinking alike. That's just what it is. But my particular situation, I had parties with Wife and Lucci's label thing as a game. They was trying to sign me. And I had a couple runners with P&B Rock.
Gotcha. So that shows you on the right path. That's all
that
shows.
That's how I would look at it.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Honestly.
Like, I'm in the right space. I'm on the right path. I'm doing...
I mean, this shit... I ain't gonna lie. This shit get a little discouraging, man. Like, you gotta just be motivated to keep going and going and going. Because it's crazy. Side note. Being I'm a party promoter too, I was the first nigga to bring Favio to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Favio, it was like, look at him now, like, crazy. He got shit with fucking Kanye, Alicia Keys. Like, this nigga about to drop his first album.
I was just about to say,
the hottest nigga from New York. Like,
me and the girls was literally just talking because Fabio been out for a minute, almost like 2 years.
And
I just realized he ain't, like, it's like, like, being that you always hear Fabio music, it really don't occur to you that he never had an album.
Yeah.
And no, that's the case with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Like,
so
they
don't
want albums.
I remember, like,
Taylor
Ray. Corey, me and Corey from the same city. Shout out to Corey.
Damn.
I'm real cool with our brothers and shit.
Hackensack?
Yeah. Hackensack. Get it right. Not Tina.
I said Hackensack.
No, you said Tina.
I said Tina. I went to school
at home. Shout out to my Tina niggas, though. But you from the sack around here. Well, I'm from the sack and Patterson. Shout out to both. But, yeah, I seen Fabio go from, like, nobody know his song. Fucking 2 weeks later, Big Drip. And then now it's like I see him. Like, I'm not saying like me and him cool, we got the best relationship or nothing, but I'm just happy to see that I actually witness his growth.
Facts.
Like, and I know that if he could do that, I could do it too. Mm-hmm. My time is gonna come. I just gotta stay focused and keep going. Same with Young and May. I booked Young and May. She was doing her thing, and now she lit. Mm-hmm. You know, so just gotta stay focused, man. You know. Everybody's shit not gonna happen around the same time. Everybody's shit not gonna happen overnight, but as long as you're consistent, it's gonna eventually pay off.
That's right.
Same shit with Nipsey. I remember before Nipsey became R. global R. and shit, R.I.P. Nip. Like, he was dropping on a mixtape. Niggas ain't know who he was.
Mailbox Money?
Oh. No, the Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
classic.
To me,
is a classic.
Victory Lap, like, that's his album.
I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Marathon, woo, that's his baby right there. Marathon, that's his baby.
Yeah, 3 years. That's crazy.
Shit, French Montana, too. I see him.
Definitely.
Shit, Nicki Minaj. I remember, like, going to Passaic to see, like, Nicki going to be there. I'm like, who that? Like, she got motherfuckers, you know, around the corner. For
I
her,
love
you know?
Hearing the hustle stories, the selling CDs out your trunk, going around, like,
French Montana on the Max B tapes.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, French was crazy because French got, like I really, I'm not gonna, I don't know his whole backstory, but I could say, like, I really relate to French because French, even though he was a battle rapper and shit like that, but, like, he was doing other shit. And he really started rapping.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And transitioned.
He was
like,
a battle rapper?
Yeah.
I just found this out myself.
He started off with, Because they had the Smack DVDs back then. I was real young. I was younger, so they had Smack DVDs. I remember my cousins like, yeah, we got Smack DVDs. And French like, man, fuck the Smack.
I gotta hit it.
He like, I'm going to do my own shit. So he started coming out with the cocaine mixtape.
Oh, okay.
And that's how he used that to build his platform, doing features with niggas and shit. I mean, he was beefing with niggas and shit, going crazy, J Mills, all types of niggas. Then he made that transition. I mean, Max B took off. He was actually blackballed at the time because Jim Jones and them was running New York at the time, and Jim wasn't fucking with him, so he had to go to Connecticut, and Max B killing Connecticut and all that shit up there. Max B go to jail. He go to Atlanta and start fucking with him and Nicki go to Atlanta, start fucking with Gucci and all them because Gucci at the time was killing the game.
Right.
And then he, after that, he just went with Ross to Puff, and Nicki went from that Gucci situation into fucking Young Money. And niggas just
trying.
Took off.
That's all that is.
So it's like, you just got to keep going and going and going, and eventually it's going to pay off.
It was this post. I reposted it. Y'all know I love Kalani. And it was, learn to grow where you're planted. And I'm going to live by that. I'm probably going to get that tatted.
So what that mean? Break that down.
Because we, all as people, you can't control the circumstances of life. You can't control where you're going to be, where you're going to end up. Like, that's why I'm never, like, you got to be humble in a certain sense because you can have it all and that shit can be going tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, no matter where your starting point is, you just got to learn how to work with what you got.
Make the best out of your situation.
Learn how to go wherever you're planted, and I'm going to stick with that. That's what I'm saying. Like, these artists, like, Nicki probably had to do a lot of travel. Like you saying, a lot of traveling to get to where she can't give up. The weak and the people who don't really want it. It's going to take years. It's going to take work. It's going to take sweat. It's going to take tears. It's going to take mental breakdowns.
Okay. I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I need me a bigger pot. I need to be repotted.
Oh, God.
What you mean by that? Like,
I've sprouted. I've blossomed. I am bloomed. Put me in a bigger pot now.
So
is that going to be like change your location?
Whatever.
Change your circle?
Maybe you need to be in a garden.
Find different opportunities.
Maybe I'm ready for a garden.
You feel me? I don't know. My pot's starting to get... need a little space. But
yeah,
I feel,
I'm here with
before
it.
Before we end things out, though, because you want to
talk. I got five more minutes.
Yeah, and this going to take 5 minutes.
I don't want to go home.
This going to take...
I'm chilling with y'all. I don't want to go home.
We ask everybody.
You got bottles and shit. We partying.
Nah,
yeah,
for
sure.
After
the
pod, come on.
Yeah.
After
the
pod,
no.
After
the
pod,
Vaughn's
really gotta be a thing.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, yo. Man, what time is it?
It's 9:36.
It's a little early.
Can I get this question out?
Yeah. Hold on. 9:36. Shout out to my boy Don Fling, man. He gonna be at Escape tonight, man.
Damn.
We might have to go to Escape tonight. Y'all with it? Yeah. I don't know about you. You happily married. You can't go. Y'all with it? You with it? Hey, man.
If you can work with five artists,
that's the one.
Right now, who would it be? I'm not saying of all time your favorite. I'm talking about if you want to get in the studio right now with the five hottest artists of your choice, who would you get in there?
That's hard, yo, because you got to break it down. Legends, niggas that's like on the up and coming.
No, I'm not saying it got to be no Jay-Z. I'm talking about right now, like up and coming or like just new artists right now. That's like if I get in the studio with them
pick,
right
you
now.
You got to pick one. Pick new artists, up and coming artists. Don't say legends.
It could
you
got to
pick
anything.
One. Nah, because it's too the list too long. There's too many niggas out there. I listen to everybody. Jeez.
Pick the first five people that come to your head.
Or that.
God damn. So funny.
You're making it so difficult. All
right.
Yeah, that's all for you.
I'm not going to lie. If I was to do a remix right now for No Fuck Niggas Allowed, I'm getting five of y'all.
Okay.
I'm fucking with Mulatto. Mulatto.
Yo, my girl.
Mulatto.
I forgot you changed your name, Lotto.
Oh, yeah, Lotto.
Yes, Lotto.
Lotto is very high energy, real humble, real hungry, real respectful. Yes. I fucked with her.
She could tell.
No. And she could spit.
Her TikTok's funny, too.
No, but she could spit.
She really can spit.
No, but more than that, she got a wide audience and like when it comes to substance, like she not just talking about fuck this nigga, let me set this nigga off, da da da. She talking about everything, the struggle, all types of shit. Like her substance is key, and she really be flowing. So I say her. Let me think. Fabio, Lotto. I go with my boy Babyface Ray.
That's my guy.
Nigga said my diamond's dancing. I might need a tip.
Okay.
You know this shit.
Yeah, that's really my
son. That's three. You said other two. Let me think.
This the newest list so far.
Mm-hmm. Huh? What you said?
Like the newest list. Like we haven't heard like anybody really give these names yet.
Oh, okay. Bayfridge, so. Ray, Lotto, Fabio. Let me get two more. I'm really fucking with it.
I like how we got a female without asking.
You feel me?
Right. We always got to ask.
I'm not even going to say that. What I really wanted to say.
Shh. Don't say that.
But my favorite female rapper is Eve.
Wow. Ooh, that's not something that's you hear.
Who's that girl?
Eve is my favorite female rapper. Nikki is a GOAT.
I know that. Nikki.
And shout out to Cardi. I fucks with Cardi, but I haven't really heard a female rapper that I really like tapped into. I fucks with Lotto.
You know what I
want
to start hearing?
Lotto.
Lady London. They don't throw her name out there enough. Like, they don't. She is tough.
I'm trying to think of
Lady London
two.
Is tough.
Other two. Let me see.
I see Lady London. It was good.
All right, come on, help me out. Come on.
Throw an R&B artist in it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Brent.
Hey!
Wait.
Brent? Yeah.
Brent
Fires. I forgot him.
Yo, what?
I love Brent.
He's a toxic ass. So toxic. Like, oh my God.
I got some shit for him. Ready.
Hate that.
Look.
And next artist.
I'm trying to have some
kids. Next artist. My artist. I got to throw my artist in the mix.
Of course.
Yeah.
Detail.
Detail?
Yeah.
Okay.
What detail?
Detail. Shout out to 6 Guy 2 over there.
That's a tough name.
Detail.
But
that should be my name.
Let me tell you something.
We listen.
Let me tell you something.
We listen.
This nigga Detail is different.
Right?
Different.
Put us on.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Now, you hear shit, when you hear shit, it's going to make you want to get out your panties.
Ooh, Detail. It's coming.
You got some shit's gonna make you wanna get out your panties.
Okay.
All right, we gonna be on the lookout for detail because I like my slow R&B.
Heard
y'all,
you.
We've been getting a lot of R&Bs lately. Like,
bring R&B back.
Okay.
Please, bring R&B back the bridge.
We wanna feel sexy.
Give me the bridge and the song. I live for the bridge.
Yeah, he got some shit that we gonna drop him soon.
What we looking out for
with this? I got a lot of niggas in the camp that do a little sign, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. But I just want to say, you know, congratulations on your journey. You know, congratulations for the stuff that you're going to be accomplishing in the future, you know.
And congratulate y'all for having this podcast, you know.
Thank you.
I fuck with y'all.
And don't forget to come back to your girls.
Nah, I got you.
When you rich and famous, you ain't hollering. Come back to the show. We do pull up. We outside.
We come back. And matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? They're going to get some more seats in here because I'm going to have to bring the whole Rack Boys through here.
We're going to accommodate for y'all.
It's like 10 of us. Matter of fact, we got to take over the show.
I'm not coming back.
We got to take over the show. We got to run it. That's all. I can't get my own segment. Y'all might want a break one night. I'm gonna get y'all break.
You really a businessman.
Yeah, I'm gonna get y'all break.
You really a businessman.
He's gonna do this shit.
You see the manipulation, right? That's the pricey shit. He's really trying.
You can pay us.
What's wrong with that, though?
Nothing.
Let's do a collab. What's wrong with that?
Heard you.
I'm here for the collab, though.
Like, I'm relaxed. Sit back.
You know, it's Illis Girls Next Door. We'll catch y'all next time.
What's racking?
We racked up.
All right, so. J Rex.
Let's take a toast, man.
Yanni Rex.
Rissy Rex.
Racked up Yanni.
Racked up Yanni. And this is Girls Next Door.
You know how we coming, huh?
Bye.